Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, help us to this morning to draw our minds together.
亲爱的主，求你今天打算来帮助我们，让我们的心意就是集中在一起。
I thank you for your word.
为了你的话语，感谢你。
Help us to have hearts that are open to you.
让我们的心对你的话敞开。
Speak to us through your word this morning.
求你借着你的话语对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are looking at the way God transforms us.
我们在看神如何来改变我们的方式。
Not simply, I said last week, not simply to do what Jesus would do, but to be what Jesus was.
不是来单单的就是去做主耶稣所行的，而是真的是里边变成像他的样子。
So that we begin to respond to situations in life the way he would respond if he were in the same situation.
直到我们能够像他那样就是自然而然的去反应，如果说主耶稣在当时我们同样的环境里边，他会如何反应，我们也会自然而然的那样反应。
Not because we stop and think this is what I want to do, but I know Jesus would do this, so I have to do that.
不是说我们停下来想一想说这是我心里想做的，但是主耶稣不会这样做，他会那样做，所以我就得像主耶稣那样去做。
But because we have begun to see people the way he sees them.
而是因为我们开始像主耶稣那样子来看待人。
Maybe you are in a restaurant.
也许你在一个餐馆。
And the waiter or waitress is not very efficient.
这个服务生呢，他不做的不是很效率很高。
The old you before you were a Christian.
在你成为基督徒之前的那个人。
Might say, do a better job.
可能心里会说，这个怎么这么做呢？你把这
You messed up my order.
你把我的这个订的菜全都搞混了，你最好能做得好一点。
How can you be so stupid?
怎么这么笨呢？
After you become a Christian,
但是你信主之后
maybe again you think, how could she do that?
也许你心里还是再次这么想，说他怎么能这么做呢？
I am paying money for good service.
我这个花钱是需要你有要买一个好的服务啊。
But I'm a Christian.
但是我是基督徒。
I must respond like Jesus would.
我应该像主耶稣那样子来反应。
And so I will be kind.
所以呢，我就要很友好。
That's better than the old way.
这肯定比过去那种要好一些。
But think how much better life would be.
你想象一下，这样的生活会有多好。
If you saw that.Waiter through Jesus' eyes.
如果你是透过主耶稣的眼光来看这个服务生。
I was with a man at a restaurant.
我有一天跟一位先生在餐馆里。
The waiter brought the order wrong.
那个服务生呢，把那个给我订的菜给弄错了。
But my friend is learning.And has learned to see people through Jesus' eyes.
但是我的朋友呢，在学习透过主耶稣的眼光来看人。
And my friend looked at the waiter.
然后我朋友就看着这个服务生。
And said, "Are you having trouble in your life?"
他就问他说：“你现在是不是生活比较有麻烦？”
We are Christians.
我们是基督徒。
Is there something you would like for us to pray for you?
有没有什么你想要我们为你祷告的？
And the waitress began to cry.
然后这个女服务生就开始哭起来了。
I just found out that I have to have a very big surgery.
她说我刚刚知道说我要做一个大手术。
I have no insurance.
我没保险。
I have two children and I'm afraid for my children.
然后呢我有两个孩子我就很担心我的孩子将来怎么办。
Would you pray for me?
你好不好为我祷告?
And my friend right there in the restaurant.
然后我的朋友就在这个餐馆里就为他祷告。
The waitress left.
然后这个女服务生就走开了就离开了。
And I said, how did you know to ask?If she needed help.
我说你怎么知道去问他去询问他是不是需要帮助
He said, look, she messed up our order.
他说你看我们的那个订的菜他都搞错了
Her mind is on something else.
他肯定心思在别的事情上
She needed someone to care about her.
他需要有人真的是照顾他照料就是看顾他。
And I realized that day, that's what it means to see people through Jesus' eyes.
那天我就意识到就是透过主耶稣的眼光来看人是怎么样的。
Not first to see my inconvenience.
不是首先看到这个对我是否方便。
And not simplyTo be nicer to them than I want to be inside.
不是说比我里边想要的，我本来想这样子的，但是在表面上还是对他们挺友好的。
But to truly see them as Jesus would see them.
而真的是像主耶稣那样子来看待他们。
To respond to them as Jesus would respond.
对他们的那个反应回应也是像主耶稣那样子来反应。
Now, that does not happen, I told you last week, simply by praying and saying, God, please change me, and boom, just like that.
这个不会说你就这样单单的祷告说神啊你就改变我然后一下就发生了。
Instead, God is working to transform us in a process step by step.
而是神就是这是一个过程神就是一步一步的改变我们。
Last week I gave you the outline of three building blocks that God uses to transform us.
上个星期我给了大家三个基石神就是用这三个基石来改变转变我们。
And today I want to begin to break these down one by one.
然后今天呢我就想把它一个一个的来讲。
The first building block that we're looking at is a renewed mind.
第一个呢是一个思想的更新。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章五节。
Verse 5, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
是说你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
We are, if we are going to be what Jesus is, we must have a mind like he had.
我们如果想要像主耶稣那样子，那我们必须得有主耶稣的心思意念。
Proverbs says, the way a man thinks is the way he is.
箴言说一个人心里怎样思想他就怎样行事
Transformation begins with a mind that is thinking godly thoughts
然后呢改变就是始于你的一个心思意念这个心思意念是想就是一个敬天的思想像神那样思想
Paul said that we must be renewed in the spirit of our mind
保罗说我们是我们的心思意念我们的思想要被更新
A teacher by the name of Dennis Kinlaw
就是有一个老师，他叫金丹尼，他这样说。
He said there are three laws for discipleship.
他说就是门徒训练的有三个法则。
First, he said we must find out, we must learn who Jesus is.
首先我们要知道耶稣基督是谁。
Learn how he would think.
去学习他会怎样思想。
Learn how he would respond.
学习他是如何反应。
For a long time, I did not understand how important this is in our growth as disciples.
就是有很长一段时间，我没有真正了解到这个对于我们成长，作为门徒的成长有多重要。
I thought you become a Christian and now you will do what Jesus did.
我以为就是说现在你信主了，那你之后就要去行主耶稣所行的。
But left to ourselves, we don't know what Jesus would do.
靠我们自己，我们是不知道主耶稣是如何行事，如何做的。
We must learn who he is.
我们首先要学习他到底是谁。
I've said to you before, we learn this partly by reading the Gospels.
我以前讲过，这个部分的学习来自于我们去阅读，就是去研读福音书。
Reading them repeatedly.
就是重复不断的去读。
And reading them as real life.
把他们放在一个真实的生活的环境中来读。
Most people, I think, read the Gospels as Bible stories.
我觉得很多人读这个福音书是把它当成圣经故事来读的。
And by that, I mean, they read them as something far away.
我的意思就是说，他们觉得这个是离他们的真实生活发生的很远的故事。
Sort of like, I think it was Star Wars that would always start in a galaxy far away a long time ago.
这有点像星球大战里边讲到，就是说，哦，这是在很远，很遥远的星球，很久以前。
Many people read the Gospels thinking of Jesus as someone very unnatural.
很多人读福音书的时候，他们那个的印象中的主耶稣就是一个很，好像不是一个真实的人一样的，不是自然而然的这样一个有血有肉的人。
Read Mark.
你去读马可书，你去读马可书。
As a real person.
你把他当成一个真实的人来读他的读他的传记。
When you begin to read Mark.
当你开始读马可书的时候。
Maybe try to do this week.
也许这个星期可以试试来这样做。
Mark is a short gospel.
那个马可福音是一本最短的福音书。
It doesn't take much time.
所以花不了你太多时间。
And so as you read,
所以当你读的时候呢，
You're reading in chapter 1.
你读第一章。
And you read that a leper comes to him and says, Would you heal me?
你就是读到说有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他说，你可不可以叫我洁净，医治我？
Don't read this.As something far distant.
不要把它当成一个离你很远的这样的一个故事来读。
There are two real people in this story.
在这个故事里边有两个有血有肉真实的人物。
There is a leper.
那这有一个长那大麻风的人。
A disgusting disease.
是一个令人厌恶令人恶心的疾病。
He would have smelled worse than the worst bum beggar you have ever met.
他身上所发出来的那种气味比你看到的那种脏兮兮的那种你看到的最脏兮兮的那种乞丐发身上那个气味还难受。
He would be unclean and stinking.
然后呢身上也是很脏兮兮的然后也是那种就是看上去一点都 就是想让人退避三舍的。
And here is Jesus.
耶稣在这里。
Fully man.
他是以完全的人。
That means he sees him the same as we would see him.
所以他看到他们的样子就跟我们看到的是一样的。
He sees the disease.
他就看到他身上的这个疾病。
He smells the stench.
他也闻到了那个臭味儿。
He might see the flesh that is eaten away.
然后他也看到可能他那个身上那个就是都已经变形了，或者是就是有些已经肢节什么都不存在。
It's a real story.
这是一个真实发生的事情。
And Jesus reaches out and touches him.
但是主耶稣却伸手摸这个人。
Why?
为什么
?Verse 41, moved with pity.
主耶稣说是动了慈心。
When Jesus sees this man,
当主耶稣看到这个人的时候
,his natural reaction,
他自然的一个反应就是
,is pity.
是怜悯是
,not disgust.
而不是说哎呀觉得好恶心呢、啊。
Recently, I read through the Gospels.
最近呢我又把福音书读了一遍。
Looking especially at Jesus' reaction to people.
我就是尤其是看就是去找出来主耶稣对人的反应。
And never once do I find him disgusted with the worst of sinners.
我一次都没有看到即使面对这个最糟糕的罪人主耶稣不是说就是厌烦或者就是厌倦他们讨厌他们。
Angry, yes.
是的他会生气。
Saying to them, you must change, yes.
也说你们必须要悔改。
But never saying, stay away, I don't have anything to do with your kind of people.
然后他从来没有说离我远一点我跟你这种人不想有任何来往。
That gives us a model for what it means to be a disciple.
这个就给我们一个榜样让我们知道要成为门徒应该怎么样。
To begin to find out who Jesus is.
首先是真的是知道说认识主耶稣是谁。
But then,Dr. Kinlaw said the second thing we must do is find out who we are.
这个金丹尼博士就说第二点要知道说我们是谁。
To realize that isn't me. That picture of Jesus is not me.
就认意识到说那个主耶稣的形象那个不是我。
My first reaction is not pity.
我第一个看到的这个麻风病人的反应可能就不是这种恩慈连不是连续。
My first reaction is, oh, stay away.
我第一个反应就是哎呀离这个我离我远一点。
And there is no way I can change that.
我没办法改变自己。
I can't fix me.
我也不能把我自己给修整好。
And if I do fix me for the moment,
如果我在那一刻把自己给修整好了
now I will become very proud of how kind and how much pity I have on people.
那我现在就会以为说你看我多有恩慈啊我对这个人多有怜悯你就会觉得自己很骄傲自己能做到这一点。
And so I still won't be like Jesus.
所以你还是不像耶稣。
I must realize...My limits.
我必须要真正认识到我自己的这个有限性。
But then Dr. Kinlaw said something very, very important.
然后金丹妮就说了一件非常非常重要的事。
Because I think many of us, we read and we see, yes, that's who Jesus is.
然后我们很多人就读福音书说哦耶稣是那样子的。
And we realize that's not me.
我们也知道说哦我不是那样的。
And we say, too bad.
然后我们就说太糟糕了。
I wish I were better, but I'm not.
我希望我好一些，但是我没有。
So the third thing Dr. Kinlaw said is this.
然后第三点金丹妮所说的就是
We find who Jesus is.
我们首先真的是早知道说认识耶稣是谁。
We find who we are.
我们也早就是认出我们是谁。
And then we find the Holy Spirit's power to displace our weakness with Christ's power.
然后我们真的认识到圣灵的大能，就是把我们的这些弱点用主耶稣的这个他的特点，用他的大能来代替。
That's what Paul is saying when he says you can have the mind that is Jesus's.
这就是保罗所说的，我们可以以基督耶稣的心为心，就是有主耶稣那样的心思意念。
My mind will never be humble.
我的这个意念，我的心思从来不会说真正的谦卑。
Because my mind will always think I'm right and you're wrong.
因为我们自然的人的这个心思总是，想法总是，我是对的，你是错的。
My emotion will never first be pity.
我的里边那个情绪上的反应，第一反应永远不会说是连续。
My emotion will first be stay away, I don't want to see that.
然后我们的里边的这个情绪的第一反应就是说离我远一点，我不想看到这样的人。
But if I can have a renewed mind,
但是如果我有一个更新的一个意念，更新的思想
，The mind of Jesus
是主耶稣的心肠，主耶稣的心思意念。
Now I think and I feel the way he thought and felt.
然后呢，现在我就可以像他那样子来感觉，来思想。
Now I care more about the other person than I care about being proved that I am right.
然后我现在就会更在意对方，而不是要去证明我是对的。
Now their hurts matter more to me than my comfort.
然后现在对方的这个他们的难受对我来讲就比我自己的这个舒适更重要。
That happens only through the Holy Spirit's power.
那只有靠着圣灵的大能才可以发生。
And so what is this? How do we get this renewed mind?
那我们怎么样有这样的心意更新呢？
Biblical knowledge.
它就是需要有这个对圣经的了解，圣经知识。
Peter prays that we will grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是彼得为我们的祷告，就是我们在我们主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
When I first came to Hope Sound, the president who was here then.
我很多年以前刚到这个 Hope Sound 地方的时候，当时的校长
would speak in chapel each week, and very often he talked about thinking as a Christian.
他那时候我们每天都有这个学校都有这个崇拜的时间，他就是都会礼拜的时间，他就会讲到像主耶稣那样思想。
He would say to the students, and he would say to us as teachers.
他对学生也对老师说。
You may be a Christian who does not think like a Christian.
他说你可能是一个并不像基督徒那样去思想的基督徒。
There are things from your past you must unlearn.
就是你首先要就是怎么说呢，就像去毒这样，你要先去把这些东西给脱去，从你过去的东西里边你要把它给放下，把它给好像是学习把它给不再有这个东西。
And then there are things you must learn.
然后之后呢，你再开始学习。
Every one of us grows up in a culture.
我们每个人都有自己的文化背景。
And because we grow up in that culture, we don't even know we are, it's there.
因为我们就在这个环境里成长，我们甚至都没有意识到这个东西就在那儿。
If you were to ask a fish to tell you what water is, the fish couldn't tell you.
如果你问一条鱼，你说水是什么？这个鱼是没法告诉你水是什么的。
Water is their world.
这个水就是他们整个生活的世界。
We grow up surrounded by certain ways of thinking.
我们成长的时候其实周围的已经被环绕着一种固定的思维模式或者一种思想方式。
And we never realize that it's wrong. It's natural to us.
我们那个对我们来讲那种想法就是很自然而然的，我们就从来没有想到过这个是错的，是有问题的。
Let me give you two examples.
我给大家两个例子。
I decided I wasn't going to give an example from current time.
我决定我不从现在的时代来给大家例子。
Instead, I want you to think and apply it to your world.
然后我想你自己去思想，把这个应用在你自己的生活跟现在的世界中。
But let me give you two past examples.
我给大家过去的两个例子。
Let's go back to the Bible times.
让我们回到圣经时代。
When Paul begins to preach that Jews and Gentiles are one body.
当保罗开始就是传道说这个犹太人跟外邦人是一个身体的时候。
That a Gentile is the same in God's eyes as a Jew.
这个外邦人在神的眼里跟犹太人是一样的。
Now we read that, and we read about the Jerusalem Council, and we think, how could this have been a question?
然后我们读到这个，我们也读到耶路撒冷会议，就觉得说这个怎么还是问题呢？
Of course, Jews and Gentiles are the same in God's eyes.
当然了，那个在神的眼里，这个外邦人跟犹太人是一样的，重要的。
How could Peter have ever doubted that?
那彼得怎么会怀疑这一点呢？
But we are forgetting something.
但是我们忘记了一件事。
Peter didn't even know he was looking down on Gentiles.
彼得甚至都没有意识到他其实是轻视外邦人的。
From the day he was born, his whole world taught Jews are here and Gentiles are down here.
从他出生之时起，他整个被教导，他的整个的教导就是说，犹太人是高于外邦人的。
It was the world he lived in.
那是他所生活的实际的世界。
And through the Spirit, he had to unlearn the way he naturally thought.
就是要靠着圣灵，他首先要忘掉他过去自然而然所学到的东西。
And learn a new way of thinking.
他必须要抛弃过去的那个东西，然后重新学习。
I'll give you a second example from the past.
我再从给过去的历史中给大家一个例子。
I've been reading some about the history of the church in America.
我也在读就是美国教会的历史。
And one of the things that bothers me greatly is how Christians in the 19th century defended slavery.
就是有件事情就是挺搅扰我的，就是在19世纪这个基督徒是如何来就是为了这个奴隶制他来捍卫的，就是来为这个来辩护。
Now yes, there were Christians who fought against slavery.
当然我们知道就是有这个基督徒是反对奴隶制，为了废奴来争来努力的。
But there were many Christians in the South who defended it and fought for it.
但是在南方呢也有很多基督徒是保卫这个奴隶制，也为这个而征战。
And I think, how could you do that?
我说你怎么能这样做呢？我在想。
But the more I read what they said, I realize they grew up in a world in which they never even questioned this truth.
然后呢，我越读他们所写的，我就越来越意识到他们所生长的这个，他们所从小长大的世界，从来就没有怀疑过这种说法。
It was the culture around them.
那是他们所环绕在他们周围的文化，这样一个环境。
And they never even questioned it.
他们从来就没有去怀疑过，没有质疑过。
Here is my point. Here is my point.
所以我要讲的这一点就是
，In every culture，
在每一个文化之中
，Chinese culture，
不管是中国文化
，American culture，
美国的文化
，South Florida culture，
南佛州的文化
，Or if I move smaller and smaller， Hobe Sound campus culture for me，
或者。我在把这个范围越来越缩小，就是我所居住的这个社区的环境。
All of us grow up with certain ideas that are accepted by everyone around us.
就是我们都生活在一个环境里边，有一些观念，有些想法呢，都被我们所生长的这个环境，我们周围的人都接受，就是我们生长的这个小的圈子里边。
And a renewed mind means.Looking at our own world through scripture.
这个心思的更新，心意的更新，就是说我们从这个圣经来看我们自己生活的世界。
I guess if I were going to take an example from today.
如果我从今天的环境来举一个例子。
Many of us have grown up with a mindset that says the American dream is the way we should live.
我们很多人生活长大的环境就是说美国梦就是我们要这样过的一个方式。
A house.
有一个房子。
Good schools for our children.
我们孩子去上一个好的学区。
A comfortable retirement.
一个很好的退休生活。
And we never questioned that.
我们从来也没有去怀疑过、质疑过。
But if I begin to study Scripture, I find that there are other priorities more important in Scripture than those priorities.
但是如果我去仔细的研读圣经，就会发现，在经文里有些别的这个优先，这个有些东西是优于这个的。
And so I have to start to say, do my priorities in life line up with scripture?
我就要需要问自己，那我自己生活中的这种优先次序跟圣经是不是相符合呢？
Biblical knowledge.
Biblical, 就是圣经知识。
Learning what is God's word say in every area of my life.
就是学习神的话语对我的生命中的每个方面到底是怎么来怎么来说的，怎么来看的。
Reading scripture.
就是去学习学习神的话语。
Memorizing scripture.
然后也把神的话语记在心里。
If you want a renewed mind.
如果你想要有一个更新的思想。
One of the most important disciplines you can develop is to begin to memorize scripture.
你能够有一个最好的这样子一个一个练习一个方式就是背诵神的话语。
Now I'll tell you this is very difficult for me.
我先声明这个对我来讲是很困难的。
Because I have a terrible memory.
因为我的记忆力很不好。
And so for most of my life, I did not memorize scripture.
所以呢，我的人生的大部分阶段，我都没去背圣经。
I'll look it up when I need to know.
然后呢，当我需要的时候呢，我就去找。
But remember that thinking like Christ is not reacting to a situation and then going and looking to see what does the Bible say I should do.
然后你知道吗？就是你像基督，不是说你看到一种情况，然后赶快再来看看经文说，说这个圣经是怎么说的。
It is thinking like Jesus.
而是像主耶稣那样去思想。
And that means filling my mind with his words.
就是用他的话语来充满我的心思意念，充满我的思想。
So that my first thoughts in a situation are his thoughts.
所以呢，在一个环境中，一个处境中，我第一个想法就是他的想法。
And one of the best ways to do that is to fill my mind with his words.
这个最好的方式呢，就是用他的话语来充满我的思想。
I am still not very good at it. I still don't have a good memory.
我仍然没有一个好的记忆力，那我仍然不擅长这样背诵，这样就是把神的话放在，就是背诵。
But I have committed myself over the last 2 years, I guess, that every day I will work on memorizing scripture.
但是呢，我就决定就是委身于说过去两年呢，我每天会花一点时间去背神的话语。
Not so that I can say, ha, look how much I have memorized.
我不是说我可以说你看我背了多少圣经。
But so that when I'm ready, when someone says something and I want to quickly respond.
而是当有人说了什么事儿，我马上就想反应的时候。
My first thought.
我第一个想法就是第一个念头。
Is to remember.
而就是记住
When words are many, sin is nearby.
就是多言多语难免有过。那英文就是说当你的话很多的时候罪就离你不远了。
But I have to memorize that.
但是我必须要把这个话给背下来记下来。
It has to be right there.
那个话语呢就应该就在我的头脑中。
So that my reaction is guided with biblical knowledge.
所以呢，我的反应就是被圣经的知识所引导。
If I'm going to have a renewed mind, I must have biblical knowledge.
所以呢，我要有个更新的心意，更新的思想，我必须要有圣经知识，要把圣经的经文放在心里。
And then I must have humility.
第二点，我必须要谦卑。
Because you see, there is a temptation with biblical knowledge.
因为呢，这个圣经知识呢，有一个试探，有个危险，就是
I want to take my knowledge and beat people with it.
因为我想用这个圣经知识做个大棒子去打人，就是来打人。
You need to know this.
你需要知道这一点。
I memorized this verse, and it says.
我已经背下了这句经文，这个经文是这么说的。
But listen to what James says.
我们来看雅各是怎么说的。
God resists the proud.
神阻挡骄傲的人。
But gives grace to the humble.
赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Pharisees knew the Bible.
那个法利赛人对圣经是很熟的。
But they were proud of their knowledge.
但是他们非常以自己的这个知识为引以为傲。
The scripture gives the authority.
这个圣经呢是给这个权柄。
It guides me in what to do.
它就是引导我也是带领我知道说做什么。
But it is humility that gives me an attitude of submission to that scripture.
但是呢，谦卑呢，却是让我有这种对圣经的、对这种经文的一种顺服的态度。
An attitude of humility says, I will care more about what God's word teaches than what my culture around me says.
这个谦卑的态度可以让我说我更在意神的这个神的话语所教导的所教的而不是我周围的这个文化环境所教的。
A few weeks ago, I realized the difficulty of this.
几个星期以前我就意识到这样做的一个难处。
Someone said to me, what do you think about such and such an issue?
有人就问我你对这个问题的看法是怎么样的
And I know in my community, everybody thinks a certain way about that issue.
然后我知道在我所住的这个社区呢，每个人对这个问题的都是这样的看法。
But I've come to believe that God's word teaches a different view.
但是呢，我却相信说神对这个问题的看法的教导是不同的。
And I did not want to answer my friend's question.
所以我就不想回答我朋友的问题。
I wanted to evade it.
我就想要怎么就是不回逃避这个问题。
And as I was sitting there, I realized what my friend thinks of me was beginning to matter more to me than what God thinks.
我就意识到说 我开始觉得说我朋友如何来看待我比神如何来看待我更重要。
Humility means that God's opinion and my honesty before God matters more than what the world around me thinks.
就是谦卑就意味着神的想法和我的整个对神的这样子一个接受，就是一个承担比我周围的世界怎么来看更重要。
I will not be transformed into the image of Christ as long as man's opinions matter more than God's opinions.
只要说这个人的想法比神的想法对我来讲更重要，那我就不会被更新改变成神的样式。
Because I think I can make you this promise.
我想我可以让你这样子答应，就是这样的应许。
If you begin to try to live your life under the authority of God's word in every area, it is going to offend some people.
如果你在你的生活的方方面面每一方面都要说在神的圣经的权柄之下来生活，那你肯定会冒犯某些人。
And I don't mean it's going to offend people out there. It's going to offend people close to you.
不是说去冒犯那些离你很远的人，而是冒犯一些其实就在你生活周边的人。
Only the humility that says, I am willing to be looked down on by those closest to me will allow us to respond consistently the way Jesus would.
只有说有这种谦卑的态度说即使是我被我身边的人这样子低看或者怎么样，但是呢我还是要对神的话语就是这样的一个持续不断的态度，你才能够这样生活。
The people closest to Jesus,
离耶稣最近的人
did not understand him.
其实也不了解耶稣。
His family thought he was crazy.
他的家人觉得耶稣有点疯狂，有点好像不正常。
His closest friends, Peter, James, and John say, no, you're wrong.
然后他最亲近的朋友就是门徒雅各、彼得、雅各还有约翰说你这样是不对的。
Not his enemies.
不是他的敌人。
His friends.
而是他的朋友。
His mother doesn't understand him.
他的母亲也不了解他。
Now,here's my point.
所以我的这个观点就我要讲的就是
It is easy to say, ah, I want to be like Jesus.
嘴巴上说说哦我想像耶稣这个是很容易的。
I want to respond to life the way Jesus would.
我希望能够像主耶稣那样子在生活中来反应。
But I want all my friends to agree with me.
但是我也希望我所有的朋友都跟我意见一样，都跟我想法相同。
I want my family to say, yes, you are right.
我希望我的家人就说，哦，你是对的。
I want my church to approve of what I do.
我也希望我的教会就是赞成我所要做的，就是完全同意我所要做的。
But the painful part of discipleship.
但是作为门徒的一个代价的一个痛苦的部分就是
As you live out life the way Jesus would live it, you are going to have some of the same opposition that he received.
然后当你就是像主耶稣那样子像他那样来生活的时候你就会面对主耶稣他所曾经经历的那个同样的反对跟阻拦。
A renewed mind means the humility to say, that's okay.
然后一个更新的思想就是说有这种谦卑来说没关系。
Becoming like Jesus matters more to me than anything else.
就是变得就是跟能够像主耶稣那样比任何别的事情都更重要。
And finally, let me say for today, a renewed mind requires faith.
最后我要讲的就是更新的思想需要信心。
The key to experiencing this transformation.
就是能够有这种更新，有这种转变，这个关键就在于要有就是信心。
Faith is more than knowledge.
就是信心比知识更重要。
It is complete trust and commitment.
不是信心就是不单单是知识而是要一个完全的一个信靠。
It is saying I will live this way even if I see no good results.
即使是我看不到一个好的一个结果我也会这样生活。
It is saying, I know that I can't produce this kind of transformation myself.
就是说我知道我自己没有办法产生这种改变。
But I'm going to trust God to do it in me.
但是我相信神会在我里边做这种改变。
Let me try to wrap this up by just quickly saying how it seems to me this looks in real life.
让我最后来讲这一点在真正的生活中看的是怎么样的。
Because I want this to be practical, not just theory.
因为我希望这个是很实际而不只是理论。
Maybe you are married.
或者你已经结婚了。
And you know that the way Jesus would treat your spouse is not the way you treat them.
你也知道说主耶稣对待就是你如果主耶稣在你的位置上他对待你的配偶跟你可能就是不一样的。
You know that Jesus would treat them with love and kindness.
你知道主耶稣会以恩慈和仁爱来对待他们。
But you also know they are not very lovable.
你也知道他们不那么可爱。
And you know that if you treat them with love and kindness, they will say, ha, that's because I'm stronger than he is or she is.
然后呢你也知道说如果你以那个仁爱恩慈来对待他们会说你看他对方就会说我是比你更强的我比你更好不管是对方是妻子还是丈夫。
You say, if I respond with love, they'll think they're right.
你就会说,如果我以这个爱的态度来表现,他们就觉得自己是对的。
Biblical knowledge says this is how Jesus would respond.
圣经告诉你说,耶稣会这样的反应。
Humility says, okay, I'm going to do it.
谦卑就说,不管怎么样,我要这样去做。
Even if they don't back down.
即使对方就是不让步还是原来那样。
You see, the stories that we tell in church go like this.
我们在教会里经常讲的故事是这么说的。
A husband treats his wife with love even though she is unloving.
即使这个太太呢是不可爱的但是这个先生呢还是以这种很仁爱的态度以这种爱的态度来对待太太。
And when she sees his love, her heart is changed. And she begins to cry and say, I'm sorry, I've been wrong.
然后那个太太看到先生的这个爱呢心里就开始好像被融化了就是软化下来就开始哭说哎呀对不起啊我过去是错的。
That's a nice story.
那是一个很好的故事。
And sometimes it happens.
有的时候也的确这样发生了。
But sometimes,
但有的时候呢
he says, ha, I got by with it.
然后呢这个对方可能这个太太可能想看我这样做都没事儿。
Ha, he's weak.
他是软弱。
And she does it again.
然后他又再次这样做。
Humility says,
谦卑是说
even if the results are not what I wanted, I'm going to live the way Jesus would live.
即使这个结果不是说我所期望的，但是我仍然要像主耶稣那样去生活。
And faith is saying, God,
信心是说，神啊，我要信靠你。
If your purpose is not first to change her, but is to change me, it's okay, I trust you.
你对神说，神啊，如果你的心意不是首先是改变他，而是改变我自己，没关系。
If it is years before I see good results of the change, I'll still trust you.
如果是要很多年我都看不到这种好的这种最后结果出来，我仍然信靠你。
It's not expecting a magical change.
这不是说你这样做就是期待对方有一个神奇的历史的转变。
A renewed mind is living and allowing God to transform us day after day after day for the long term.
就是更新的这个心意思想就是容许神在每一天这样一点一点的改变我们，而且是一个很长的过程。
That's why I say spiritual formation is not easy or quick.
所以我就刚开始就讲这个灵命的塑造呢，不是一个很快一个很容易的过程。
It is painful.
是挺痛苦的。
And the only way we will stick with it.
我们唯一能够坚持下来的方式就是，原因就是。
Is if we are truly committed to being transformed into the image of Christ.
除非我们就是定义说，我们决心要被塑造成基督耶稣的形象。
If our purpose is just to have other Christians look at us and say, wow, you are really a godly person.
如果我们的那个目的是说想要别的基督徒看着我们说，哎呀，你真是很敬虔啊，很属灵啊。
We will give up as soon as some of our Christian friends say, that's crazy.
然后如果我们周围的基督徒朋友会说你那样子是好像不太正常很疯狂的，我们可能马上就会放弃了。
The only way we will consistently pursue this kind of spiritual transformation is if our primary goal is to be like Christ.
只有说我们最主要首要的目标是说我要像基督那样的，我们才能够就是说能够长期的就是坚持不断的这样子被神来塑造。
If that matters more to us than anything else.
如果像基督比别的任何事情对我们都重要。
We will seek out who Jesus is.
我们就会真正寻求主耶稣是谁。
We will have the humility to recognize we are not like him.
我们就有这个谦卑能认出来说我们不像他。
And then we will have the faith to allow the Holy Spirit to replace our weakness with his power.
然后我们就有这个信心，就允许圣灵用他的能力来替代我们的软弱。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you that you have the power to make us in your image.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，你有这种能力把我们塑造成你的形象。
We see so many areas that we are not like you.
我们在我们的生命中看到有很多方面我们不像你。
But thank you that through your Holy Spirit, we can be transformed into your image.
但是谢谢你，靠着你的圣灵，我们可以被塑造成被转变成你的形象。
Would you help us that this week we will see your transformation in some practical area in our lives.
求你这个星期就帮助我们，在我们生命中的一些实际的方面，我们可以来看到这种改变，我们来被愿意来被改变。
That you will show us what you want to do in us.
你真的向我们显示你想要在我们的生命中做什么。
And that we will surrender and allow you to do that in our lives.
我们就是来降服，就允许你在我们生命中来做这些。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.